of Psalms 119. We're going to do a good bit of reading tonight, so I want you to be prepared. Training in the Word, when you train, it's not a one-off thing, so it's not a message. Hearing a message is not training. So that means that when you hear something, when we train in the Word, it is something that we must continue. You have to revisit these things. You have to revisit these things in your thoughts. You have to revisit these things during the week. You actually have to turn off some other things to focus on these. Amen. So hearing a message, you won't hear everything in the message. You think you hear everything and you can amen everything and think that you received it. But receiving is a process. Faith comes by. And well, you put two in there for a reason. I think it's continual. If it was just hearing, and if just the time you hear it, you got faith for it, then he would have said faith comes by. But he said, and hearing. Over and over again, it's a process. Amen. Psalms 119, I just want to read a little bit before we, and this is part of what we're going to get into, but I want to read it. Verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in his way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with what? How much of the heart? Nah, a piece of the heart. Half of the heart? The whole heart. Well, if it's the whole heart, there's nothing else left for anybody else, huh? Amen. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts. How? Oh, that my ways were directed to keep my statutes. Keep thy statutes. This shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Verse 8, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my, how much of a heart? How much of it? With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes and will not forget thy word. I will delight myself in them. I will delight. I don't go as a task or a duty. I will, say, I will delight myself in your word. Say it again, I will delight myself in your word. I'll say it again, say, I will delight myself in your word. Now, I'm going to tell you something about that. I got to read. But I got to tell you something about that. There's a polarity change that's happening. Polarity means it's flipping from one side to the other. What was normally being pushed away from you is now being drawn to you. Listen to what I'm saying. And what normally you were trying to get from somewhere else is coming up from on the inside of you. Before the flood, I got to get here. Before the flood, all water, it was going to rain. He told Noah, it rained. He had to build that ark for years without seeing anything. But before the flood, before there was rain, the water came from the inside of the earth. The original intent of God was for the water to come from the inside. Now, let's be honest. There is no water that doesn't come from the inside of the earth. Well, it rains. There's no reservoir of water in the sky. Those clouds are only holding a different form of the water that has evaporated up there and is going to come down again. But where did it come from? The inside. There is nothing that is that didn't come from the inside first. So because of polarity change, the reason I have to say delight versus duty is because, number one, we learn duty. I teach a class called Living by the Book, and they said we learn, there was sometimes we take the scripture and it's like shredded wheat. You ever had shredded wheat before? Yeah. It's your favorite? ain't your favorite. It's a little tough. That's how our mind is polarized. Your appetite. Apostle been teaching us about our health. right? Now, ain't nothing wrong with the healthy food. It ain't nasty. Your appetite is off. I'm serious. It's nothing wrong. Our appetite has been perverted. And so now we're drawn to the perversion. And when somebody tells us the truth, we run. In order to correct things, there should be a detox. In order to correct things, there has to be a moment of time where you no longer take in the perversion. Where we're no longer delighting in the perversion, but we're delighting in the law. But I don't get from duty to delight, right? By just making up in my mind, I'm going to delight today. No, it's the consistency of it. I will delight myself in thy statutes and will not depart from thy word. I got to do a lot of reading. And will not depart from thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open mine eyes. Say it, open mine eyes. Open. Say, open thou mine eyes. Open thou mine eyes. That I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Yes. That means there's wondrous things. I am a stranger in the earth. Say it. Say it again. I am a stranger in the earth. One more time. Say, I am a stranger in the earth. Now, polarity is going to have to change. I'm going to tell you a secret real quick before I get there, right? You're not living from here to heaven. You should be living from heaven to here. Right. Yeah. You, whether you believe it or not, were sent here with a mission already embedded on the inside of you. But we just forgot. I know I'm still trying to learn. It's in there already. Say it's in me already. Say it again. It's in me already. Come on, say it again. It's in me already. Listen, the day that you were born, can you say your birthday real quick? Go. Day and year, go. I hope y'all know your birthday. Huh? Say it. Come on, say it again. The day you were born, go ahead. The day you broke ground and entered into this air, you were sent here with a mission. That's when your mission started. The mission started then. Listen, and watch this. I'm going to say something to you. As important as it was for Jesus to come, the same thing for you. It's hard to believe because you hadn't learned this way. It's hard to believe because they told you it was somebody else. It's hard to believe because we made Jesus a superstar when he wasn't trying to be that. He was trying to tell you the works that I do. And greater works. Because I'm out of here. So the time that you were sent was just as important. You being sent here to this earth was just as corrective as Jesus was. Holy Spirit told me, we got this Hermes Sunday. I'm listening to Apostle Peter. He said, you got to move from, he said, we've been conditioned for collection. But we got to move from collection to connection, which manifests correction. See, we've been conditioned as earth to get. You want to get a family, get a life, and get a job, get some money, get, like you ain't got nothing already. And so wouldn't it be great to make you feel like you don't have anything so you disregard what's inside of you already? Wouldn't it be great to fool you and say, surely you won't die. You can partake of the knowledge of good and evil because you don't, you'll be just like God when you're already like God. What if I told you that wealth chose you before you ever wanted it? Jesus said it. Y'all think y'all said the prayer and chose Jesus. Come on, y'all know y'all walked to the altar. Repeat after me. You thought you made a decision, huh? Y'all thought y'all chose Jesus? Jesus said, you ain't choose me, I chose you. Say, I'm chosen. Come on, say it again, I'm chosen. Come on, say it again, I'm chosen. You were chosen before you could choose. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. See, the mind has to change. See, we've been conditioned to live from ground up. Trying to get to heaven. Trying to hold it together till we make it. That wasn't the point for you being here. You were sent to be corrective to this earth. We're going to read in a minute. The whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. This whole thing is waiting for you to understand who you are. I got dogs at home. I got like four dogs, four German shepherds. Who's a handful, right? And sometimes I see my dog looking at me. He'll do like this. He go. He do like that. You know, sometimes we laugh it off and we just, but I realize he looking at me talking about, you just don't know who you are, huh? I wish you recognized who you are so that we can straighten all this out. Look, I'm going to talk about it whether y'all believe it or not. I'm grateful that I don't need your belief for the truth. Because sometimes some things seem so far-fetched because we're so far in the ditch. We've been so deep in our own thoughts about things that when God's thoughts come, they seem like, oh, no, this can't happen. No, not me. You mean to tell me I was sent just like Jesus? My soul breaketh for the longing that thou hast. That it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimony. Princes also sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate thy statutes. Thy testimony are delight in my counsels. I'm looking for something. Did I skip this scripture? Thy word have I hid in my heart. John chapter 5. No, I ain't miss it. I ain't miss it. I got so busy talking about that stranger. Verse 19, I'm a stranger in this earth. And the last part says, go back to Psalms 119, verse 19, I want them to see it. I'm a stranger in the earth. Then the last part says, hide not thy commandments from me. Hide not thy commandments from me. Don't hide your commandments from me. Now we're talking the Old Testament. This is David speaking. If you pay attention to the Old Testament, you don't start hearing of God as a father until Jesus starts talking to him like that.
Yeah.
Everybody before them saw him as a God doing something else, and we didn't have all the access.
Right.
Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
Where we are right now in 2021, full access. Everybody say full access. Come on, say it again, full access. One more time, full access. That means nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is there for you. It's all inside of you and available to you. We no longer have to beg for it.
Right, right.
John chapter 5, verse 39. And it's an important thing Jesus said, and then we're going to do some more reading. And I got to do it because I got to get to where I'm getting to. John chapter 5, verse 39. And we'll read that in a minute. But I want you to say this. Say, I am a spirit. You remember that from Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear y'all. Do y'all remember it from Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Come on, say it again. Say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Okay. And I wrote this down. We don't say that in disrespect to our bodies, a disrespect to the protections and the potentials of our body, nor the senses and sensibilities of the soul, but rather to reverse the retrieval of identity. So I have to say that I am a spirit. Say it.
I am a spirit.
Because I'm reversing where I get my identity from. See, your body, nothing wrong with your body, nothing wrong with your soul. Remember now, who made your body? I can't hear you. Who made your body? Can we go back to Genesis? I don't have to go there real quick. From the dust. He formed man from the dust. Right? He made our bodies. And then he breathed into man, and man became a living what?
Soul.
It didn't say anything else. He said he became a living soul. So our body and our soul is important. If it wasn't, God wouldn't have put them together. He packaged us this way for whatever he had planned here. God, dog, if it wasn't for a body, you wouldn't even be here. It took a body and another body to make a new body. So it's not disrespect to it, but it's reversing where we're getting our identity from. And most of the time we've gotten our identity from the outside. What's your name? Say your name. Who gave you that name? God didn't give you that name. Some people gave you that name. Man gave you that name. That's your government name. But you swear to God by that more than Son of God. I tell you, you were sitting here like Jesus, you'd be like, if I call your name and say, Javen, stand up. I mean it. Quick. Rod, stand up. Quick. Ain't no. Bro, Rod, stand up. Stand up. Quick. Y'all can sit down. Look, I call your name, you up. Because you acknowledge your name. Yeah. But I'm trying to show you another name so you can answer quicker. Yeah. See, we hadn't been answering quick enough to the name that we really are. I am a spirit. So we're changing where we're living from. Too long have we been going to church and then falling back into our fleshly ways. Can I get an A? I ain't living in the flesh. When the last time you were scared about something? Flesh. Last time you was worried about something? Flesh. That's how you confuse flesh. Yeah, don't give me that. I ain't in the flesh. Yes, you are. Until you condition yourself for the realities of who you are. That Psalms 119, he said, I'm with my whole heart. I don't leave nothing out. I don't leave no other place. I don't even keep none for myself. My whole heart. We've been backwards. It's a polarity change. Polarity, when you hear the word polarity, it's talking about magnets. A magnet is pulling one way, but if the polarity changes, it pushes away. So there's a change in how we do things, a change in where we function from. I am a spirit. Say it.
I am a spirit.
Say it again. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Say it again. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Say, I take my identity
from the Spirit of God.
Y'all would hear apostles say stuff, and y'all sometimes it seems outrageous. You know, you got to be strong to come to church over here. You got to be a little off your rocker, a little crazy. You got to be prepared to hear anything. He said, "I'm not a black man."
Thank you, Lord.
If you don't catch this stuff, it'll float over your head. The whole time it's government. The whole time it's putting things in order. The whole time it's telling you, you are not your skin. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Whatever your last name is, that's not your limit. Lord Jesus, if we were limited to our ancestors. I got to get over there, Lord. Yes, sir. He told me people have a misconception of Christ because what the mind of Christ does, you have the mind of Christ. We're going to read that in a minute. Let this mind be in you, who is also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2:5. The mind of Christ changes my understanding about who I am, and it bypasses all of my ancestors back to the origin, which is God. It skips me all the way past the decision that Adam and Eve made to have us out here trying to figure it out. You got people out here be talking about they channeling their ancestors, they believe in their ancestors, until it's the pedophile. Or until it's the murderer. Or the deadbeat, or the thief. You don't want channel them, huh? We were great people. You know they had some fools in your great people. But he bypasses our limitations of our DNA.
Yes.
That don't sound exciting, do it? He bypasses the limitations of our DNA. You know, got some ways you act that you ain't got no choice but act that way because you're living like your people. You're trying to rebuke the devil. The devil you need to rebuke is you. No, I'm serious. There are some things, and then you're trying to fix it, Habits. Somebody listen to me right now. The habits. And then you get beat down because the enemy beats you down and make you guilty and make you feel bad because you think you keep choosing this when there was something in your mama and them that put that in you. Well, where a crack baby get addicted to crack from? He ain't come out with a pipe. So how is he addicted? But it bypasses your DNA. I am a spirit. Say it again. I am a spirit. We would be lost if we were left with the bodies before us. John 5:39, he says, search the scriptures. Jesus talking. And he says, search the scriptures. And we're going to do this in a minute. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. So now the scriptures that we do search are always testifying of Jesus. All scriptures that we search are testifying of who? All scriptures that we search are testifying of Jesus. Every scripture that we search is testifying of Jesus. Are y'all with me? Verse 40. But he shows an understanding, an absolute understanding. He said, but you will not come to me. And I don't say, but. He didn't say, but. He said, and you will not come to me that you might have. That means you search the scriptures and you think they're eternal life. And they testify of me and you still don't come to me. That's tricky, ain't it? Jesus tells them you can get the scriptures and never get to Jesus, which is the final destination. Which is your true life. Christ is your true identity. It is your true name. Search the scriptures, and you think you have eternal life, and they will testify me, and you will not come unto me. You won't come all the way and then appear like me. Because when you get to me, there's some things that's going to go on. When you get to me, there's going to be, watch this. Watch this, and we're going to show you what happens in the commandment. When you get to me, there's going to be some commandments and demands that are made. Yes. But there is something that is hidden in the commandment. There is something that's hidden in the demand. And the thing that is hidden, which is you on the inside of you, is so great that the demand has to be greater than you're willing to give. He who soweth sparingly what? Okay, that's principle. He who soweth bountifully? What measure you meet? So search the scriptures, so we're going to do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 1, and our brother, when I came to you, came not with excellence. Y'all catch up. Came to excellence in his speech. All wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save what? Jesus Christ and. Okay, so you got to know all that. You can't just know Jesus. Look, he did it for me. No, you got to know the crucifixion too. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. I want you to hear this. Of man's wisdom. But in demonstration of spirit and of power, we're going to talk about man's wisdom a little bit again, right? Because we're changing our polarity. Whether we know it or not, whether we know it or not, look at me, whether we know it or not, we're going to read, whether we know it or not, majority of our beings are living in man's wisdom. You say, well, I'm an intercessor. I pray in tongues. I'm an elder. I ain't asked all that. Majority of what you're doing is living in man's wisdom. Even the church and the way the church was developed was developed in man's wisdom. Majority of people that do come to Jesus or come to God don't come to serve him. They come to get something. Tell the truth, man. I'm going to come to serve him. No, you're coming to get free. You came to receive something from the Lord. Just tell the truth. All of them coming to receive something. I taught in my class, my Living by the Book class, I said, we got to change our polarity because when we stop coming to church to receive a word, we come as the word. When we come as the word, there's a greater connection. When we come as the word, the church, I got two classes, Living by the Book and Church Unused. I don't know why they put them two classes together, but thank God that they did, because I'm learning so much. The church was not Sunday and Tuesday or Sunday and Wednesday. The church was a called out gathering. It was the word, it means called out, ecclesia, it called out by a name to carry a name. Watch this, not even just called out from an origin. What's the origin? God. By name to carry that same name. The church, when you see the church, it was a gathering. They call them out. They call everybody out. Everybody come out in the assembly in the middle of the quarter of the city. And they come out. They wasn't meeting like we do. They come out in the middle of the city and we give them instructions on what God says we should do and who we are. This is church. But sometimes the whole church has whittled down to a bless me, Lord, club. When I've already been blessed. Say, I'm already blessed. Already. Say it again, I'm already blessed. Already. Say it again, I'm already blessed. Already. Now stop, stop, stop. Whatever your definition of blessing is, ain't the same definition God got. Come on. Yeah. So you just said, I'm already blessed. Oh, my bank account. Shut up. Tell yourself, shut up. Tell yourself, go ahead. It's a polarity change. We're changing the direction. We've been trying to drive home in reverse. That your face should not stand where? Here go the wisdom of men again. That your face should not stand where? So your faith is not standing in the wisdom of men, but where? In the power of God. Mark 11, 22. Have faith where? In God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. There's a wisdom of the world. That means, no, give me wisdom. You got to stop praying for wisdom. Because the world got a wisdom. You got to give your wisdom a name. Give me wisdom. Somebody give you wisdom. You hear a voice. You'll get a little feeling, a little unction. What do you think the devil did in the garden, the serpent? Y'all thought that stopped? The serpent represents the system. They'll give you the urge. Oh, this is wisdom here. Not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world. That come to what? That mean it comes to nothing. That mean all the stuff you learn from the wisdom of this world ends up coming to what? Y'all better hear what I'm saying. I want to say this. I'm going to finish saying what I'm saying, but I'm going to say what I'm saying right now. to go in between what I'm about to say and where we're about to go. But whether you change your polarity or not, the polarity of everything is changing. The things of God are about alignment.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? When the things flip, you got to already be on the right side.
That's right.
Five had all, five didn't. Jesus, he started talking, he said, it'll be like the Son of Man, the day the Son of Man come. Y'all think he's talking about when he coming through the sky, but he's talking about the Son of Man coming up out of you. he said, it'll be like the days of Noah. They're going to be buying and selling, marrying and giving them marriage, eating and drinking, and the flood going to come and wipe them all away and they ain't even know. Them good people that was just buying and selling, all they were doing was eating and drinking. All they were doing was marrying and giving them marriage. And they said, the flood come and wipe them all away. Lord, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. Depart from me, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. See, it's flipping. Don't y'all take for granted what y'all hearing. When the apostles come and say, I am a spirit, this is when the shift happens. You don't go and say, oh, that's a good little message from apostle. Whoo, he did a good job. No, you dive, listen, and you dive till you die in that word. You dive until you die in that. Because before every resurrection must be a death. And the Spirit of God is inside of you but hasn't resurrected yet. Because there ain't been a death. Coming to church is not a death. No, that's not enough. Ain't no bleeding there. Praying in tongues is not a death. It's not enough. You want it all. Man's wisdom, the prince of this world, come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God. You see that different wisdom? In a what? Even the hidden wisdom, that's the word, I want you to underline that word hidden. Even the hidden wisdom was God ordained before the world unto our glory. Listen, the hidden wisdom. The hidden wisdom, y'all ready for this? The hidden wisdom is not only in you, but it is you. Remember I told you were sent here. You were sent here as his hidden wisdom. And he plants you into this earth so that you can birth things like he wants them to be birthed. Remember, I am a stranger in this earth. Polarity change. You don't come from your mom and them. Your mom and them were not your origin. They were not your beginning. They were not your start. I know that's your birth date. It don't matter. That's not your beginning. Was God ordained before the world unto our glory? I got to do some reading, boy. Was none of the princes of this world knew? That means they didn't know it. For had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. Listen. The reason it has not entered into the heart of man, because it's already there. If something is in there already, it ain't got to enter. And he ain't show some of them people what's hidden inside or what he prepared for them that love him. Now love, we done took our definition of love from man's wisdom too. And then we think it's on February 14th with the hearts and stuff. God is what?
Love.
So that means love is?
Love.
So if God is love, then love is an identity. So if I'm going to love, I'm going to have to be God. I'm going to have to be his character in all things. Neither has entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for them that identify him. Identify with him. Who are you identified with? Are you more sure about your last name than you are God? The social security number that them people gave you? And you think you're limited to that? I gotta get my credit right, because I ain't gonna be able to get it if the system tell me I can't get it. You're not limited to the system.
Amen.
Say, I
Amen.
Am not limited
Amen.
To this system. Because I'm a stranger here. But God has revealed them to who? How? I am a
spirit.
Mm-hmm. For the spirit searches.
Oh.
Yea, the deep things of God. For what more the things of a man say the spirit of man is in him? Even so, things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of who?
God.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Freely given to us of God. That we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. I have not received the spirit of the world. Therefore, the world's wisdom will not work right with me. God, though. Which things also we speak not in the world which man's wisdom teaches, but the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spirits. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For their foolishness in them, polarity. Polarity. It's foolishness unto him. Polarity change. It's foolishness unto him. Polarity change. It changes. The things that seem smart to you are just smart to the wisdom of this world. Uh-huh. But when God begins to show you his wisdom, it seems foolish. The natural man can't receive them. Neither can he know them. Let me tell me if there's some things I might not know. Because they are spiritually. But he that is spiritually, he that is spiritual judges all things. I am a? He that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have. Say, we have the mind of Christ. Say it again, we have the mind of Christ. Say it again, we have the mind of Christ. Come on, Romans chapter 8, real quick. I'm about to read. Romans chapter 8. I'm about to speed read. Because I gotta do this. Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Say, in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh. That means us working in the flesh, trying to fulfill the law and do it, we weak. When he said weak through the flesh, he's talking about us. He's talking about working on the outside. There was no liberation in your outside work. There is no liberation in us trying to function in God's will from the outside. Just from our senses, just from our actions, just from showing up, just from getting on our knees and pray, just from outside. If there's no liberation in those things. God sent his only son in the likeness of that same sinful flesh. I mean, he sent him down here just like us. Same skin. Y'all remember he bled, right? I can hear y'all. Y'all remember he bled, right? Y'all know Jesus used to eat, right? Huh? You know he wasn't in the spirit. No, he used to eat like physical things. You remember when he was in that ship and he was sleeping? Jesus used to sleep too. Uh-huh. Yeah, Jesus used to get nervous. Nah, not my Lord. Yeah, you remember he was sweating blood? You ain't never got that nervous. Lord, if you can't let this cup pass from me, I don't know if it's time to do this. I don't know if this is the right way, Lord. Nevertheless, not my will. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity or an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That means my carnal mind, if I'm going in man's wisdom, I don't even know where God's word is. I can't even be subject to the secret things that he's trying to show me about me. Because the carnal mind is the image of God, for the subject, the law of God neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Read verse 8. Ready, read. Read a little louder so I read a little louder. Verse 8, ready, read. Now remember now, when you're in the flesh, the only, if you're not in the spirit, you're in the flesh. Are y'all understanding me? If you're working from the outside, if you're allowing outside reports to determine how you live from the inside, you are in the flesh. Verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Say, I'm a spirit. And so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. The spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by a spirit that dwelleth in you. What has happened is we live empty gestures on the outside. Now, sometimes the gestures that we have to do on the outside may be God's direction and his plan. But if there is not injected with the spirit, there is no power. Are you understanding me? You can pray with no power. But is prayer right? Is prayer the right thing to do? But if you're not living from the right place, y'all better hear me. If we're not living from the right place, then my prayers won't have any. Have you ever prayed a prayer that didn't come through? Or like Apostle said, something you think it ain't come through. You ever said something, spoke to something? I have what I say. I confess that in Jesus' name. And they looked at you like this. It's the outside. It's talking about the flesh. It's talking about the quickening your mortal body. It's talking about quickening or making alive the things that come out of you. Because the life only comes from within you. These outside revelations, these outside words, and these outside confessions, these outside prayers are no longer work. They're no longer accepted. Grace has been covering all of our outside action. Y'all better hear me. Grace has been covering. You say, grace cover my prayers. Yes, your prayers. Grace has been covering all the stuff that you thought was spiritual, but you was doing it from the outside. The grace of God has been covering it. You say, well, I ain't sinning. Yeah, the grace has been covering that. The Spirit that raised him from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. I want to read some more, but I can't. Go to Matthew chapter 16. And I want to show you how this begins. And there's I said I'm a minister of messages, but this is going to be a part of this message. There's some absolutes that Jesus says that you just can't get by them. There's no loopholes. Right? See, the thing that's hidden once again is you. You're the thing that's been hidden. The Spirit of God has been hidden inside your body. Yes, it's hidden. Yes. And it wants to manifest on the outside. But there's a way to get to it. There's a way to tap into it. There's a way to live from that place. In order for the polarity to change, almost everything about us got to change. Yeah. Matthew chapter 16, and he's talked to the Pharisees and telling them, you know, y'all want a sign, but this generation ain't going to get no sign. Because y'all hypocrites. Talking about y'all know what time it is in the sky, but you don't know what time it is outside. Then he tells his disciples in verse 6, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. They tripping, talking about, they fussing, talking about who didn't bring the bread. Because the leaven were the bread. So the disciples walking with him. This shows me that you can believe that you're walking with Jesus and not know what's going on. Because we got to have faith. No, like us in 2021, that's 2,000 years ago. We got to have faith in this. These guys were walking with him. They were walking with him. They passed the bread out that was multiplied. Not with their spiritual hands, with their hands. And they up here talking about bread. Who left the bread? Jesus said, y'all think I'm talking to y'all about bread? Then he say, y'all don't remember the 5,000? Oh, y'all don't remember the 4,000? Then they say, oh, he must be talking about the leaven of the Pharisees. So we get to that point, and Jesus said, okay, I don't know what's going on. At verse 13, he said he came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? What's the word on the street? Because I know y'all getting y'all information from the streets. Y'all better hear me. I know you're getting your wisdom from the outside. I know you're walking with me, but you're talking to other people. I know you're walking with me and you're a part of the crew, but you're really getting your advice from other people. Y'all better slow down and read these gospels. Y'all start seeing some stuff that's actual. Who do men say that I'm the Son of Man am? They start telling on themselves. We've been talking to everybody. And they say, some say thou art John the Baptist and Elias and some other Jeremiah's and one of the prophets. He said to me, but who say you that I am? Simon Peter jump off the porch. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm sure he said it with his chest. Jesus started going off. Blessed art Simon John, flesh and blood not revealed it unto thee. but my Father in the heaven. And I say also to thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Boy, Peter, like, you're getting a blessing, huh? And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. We get hype on that part. Then charge the disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. That's peculiar, but it's okay. Verse 21, and from that time forth, Jesus began to show his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief of priests and scribes and be killed and raised again on the third day. Now we shout so much on the keys to the kingdom that that's the key to the kingdom he just gave them. From that time forth, Jesus began to show his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief of priests and scribes and be killed and raised again on the third day. That's what we celebrate every year. Huh? He's alive. That's the key to the kingdom right there. And Peter, just like we do, took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. Now, Peter does not understand what Jesus is saying because Peter's polarity has not changed. Peter is living from the outside. Peter is not living from the inside. He's living from the outside. I'm prone to believe that Peter had to guess this about the Christ. Or he might have heard somebody else say that. That got to be the Christ. So he heard their wrong answers and jumped off with the right one. Y'all know how it was in class. Ask a question and three people answer wrong. You'd be like, five? And then you get pat on the back for having the right answer. No, you ain't know how to get to five. You ain't know none of the equation. That was the Christ. Clearly, he didn't really know that, because if I knew the Christ, then I knew how the Christ operates. So when I begin to share how Christ operates, I can tell you now how it operates. Now I'm sharing with you the hidden things. Now I'm sharing with you the mystery. Now I'm sharing with you the hidden ways, the spirit of God wisdom on how he's going to do this. They think they're killing me, but I'm redeeming everybody through life. But Peter, living from the outside, says, no, it's not going to be unto you, Lord. That'll have been our first thing. Apostle come here and tell you he got to go get crucified by the government. I'll probably be the first one. No, we ain't having that. Live from the outside. Think about it for a minute. Live from the outside. Wrong polarity. I can't even see the direction that we're going in. Then he turned to Peter and said, what? Get thee behind me, Satan. He called Peter Satan. Wow. Thou art an offense to me, you're a stumbling block. For thou, remember the man's wisdom, huh? You remember man's wisdom? For thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of. And he says, savorous. It means you in there. Like you after it. The things that be of. Yeah. And here we go. You ready? Y'all want to find out how to get to the hidden things, the hidden parts of you? It's a mystery of things hidden on the inside of you. Right? You want to have access to your spirit band, don't you? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You want access to you?
Yes, sir.
You want full access, don't you?
Yes.
You want to live from the spirit. I am a
seer.
Next verse. Y'all looking at it?
Yeah.
Read it. Absolute. He said it to his disciples. Disciples mean they were disciplined already. So the discipline wasn't getting it done, though. The discipline still had them living on the outside. Disciples, disciplines. They were disciplined, but they still couldn't see the plan. So if any man will come after me, Let him deny who?
Himself.
And take up the cross and follow me. There was a version of self that you've been given over the years that has to be denied in order to follow Christ, in order to function from the Spirit, in order to function as a spirit from the Spirit and manifest things of God. It starts off, if any man will come after me, let him
deny himself.
Take up the cross and follow me. Next scripture. It gets pretty absolute. Verse 25, for whoever will save his life will lose it. What? If you're trying to save your life, you're going to lose it. I know you ain't trying to save your life. Everybody here trying to save their life. What does that mean? What's it? They save his life, he's going to lose it. And whosoever loses life for my sake shall find it. Find what? They say you haven't found your life yet. But you're trying to save this version that's out here. You're trying to save this version that the system they gave you. And you think you're doing a good thing. And you're losing it the whole time. I don't want everybody to be honest. Can we be honest? Wave your hands, you're going to be honest with me. On Zoom, wave your hands, you're going to be honest with me. Don't lie to me right quick. Should we be winning more than we're winning?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear y'all.
Yes, sir.
So where are we losing at? He told me the other day, 34, 64, and 104. You thought they were talking about what you're going to get. No, it's talking about what you're going to give. I told y'all at the beginning that Jesus is going to ask you for more than you're willing to give. We don't want animal sacrifices no more. We'd be quick to say, I present my body a living sacrifice. What does that mean? The animal blood don't, it ain't worth it no more. You know, when y'all tithing, that's the least you can do. They're just trying to get you to understand that all of it belong to him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Matthew 22. He go on reading, he's talking to these people and trying to get them together and give an understanding. I love these red words because he's giving understanding about what you look like. See, you don't know what you look like yet. And if you're reading everything but Jesus the Christ, it's why he says, search the scriptures, for they testify of me, but you won't come to me. If you don't die in those, then you won't know who you are. You'll be living off of principles, trying to live off of a principle when you are the principle. You just read verse 20, chapter 22 and see all the corrections. He's correcting about taxes. He's correcting about marriage. He's correcting about all this other stuff. And then he says, verse 24, when the Pharisees had heard, they had put the Sadducees to silence. And Jesus got them quiet, like it is in here right now. They were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, ask him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus answered and said unto him, read. And Jesus answered him, said unto him, it ain't reading this, so I was telling y'all to read. And Jesus answered and said unto him, read. Hold on, let me do it. And Jesus answered him, ready, read. Wait, hold on, y'all not done Matthew 22. Hold on, what's going on? Verse 37. Oh, y'all ain't know where it was at, huh? Who that tell on? Y'all wait for that screen, huh? You should know what this scripture at better than you know John 3:16. They describe this as the greatest commandment. Jesus said to him, ready, read. This man kept on saying all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. What's left? Ain't nothing left, huh? We done gave all the love. What's the next scripture? And the second is like into what? And how I go, read it. That's how I love thy neighbor. So they got more love in there. He just showed you the key to abundance. He just showed you the key to unlimitedness.
Yes, sir.
If you love all with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, the Father, there's no run out. You always got more to love your neighbor with. There is also in those commandments, this is the same scripture, deny yourself. Love the Lord, you got all your heart, your mind, and your soul. That means you have to deny yourself. That means the love that you're trying to keep for somebody else, or the love you're trying to keep for whatever you want to keep it for, right? Deny yourself. Put it all on the Lord. How much of it?
All.
I can't hear y'all. How much of it?
All
of it. You want all access, don't we?
Yes.
No. We want all access, don't we? Amen. I want all access. Well, I reap the what measure I meet.
That's right.
It's measured unto me. I used to hear them preachers preach about the 100-fold return, but right before he got to the 100-fold return, he said, you got to leave your house and your lands and your mothers and your fathers and your wives and your children for my sake. And he says you receive 100-fold of those same things now in this life. But you got to give it up. There's some thought processes, there's some feelings, there's some belief systems, there's some fears that we just don't want to give up. There's some family ties and some ways that we do things. And sometimes the way of God will be a little different than how we've been doing it. But we don't want to give it up because we're too comfortable with that thing. And so now the thing that God intends for, which is his spirit to enter all the earth, how is he going to do that? Through us, through you. But we keep damming up the river with self. Either you yourself or you are a spirit. Which one? I said no. Say it. You're riding the car. Who am I right now? Say it. I am a spirit. Either you're going to be yourself or you're going to be a spirit. Matter of fact, stop being yourself and be God. Freedom is hidden in the commandments. Liberation of the Spirit of God flowing out of you, that river that's flowing out of you, the freedom of that river is hitting. And what God is going to do is this. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He's going to ask you for more than what you're willing to give. He's going to challenge you with the outrageous commandment to jolt you out of the slavery of yourself.
Yeah.
I got to give y'all this. Y'all got to catch it. Y'all just go back and listen to it again. God makes commandments to force you to freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people can't hear around the apostle much. Because what he's demanding is too much. You ain't ready to live that life. I just wanted to come and just be happy and clap my hands and sing. I ain't trying to handle responsibilities of God. Polarity is wrong. Let me do this. Let me say this quick. Got a minute left. Your polarity is wrong. And sometimes when God gives these outrageous instructions, we don't receive them right because we're listening with self ears. If you're living from self, a commandment seems like slavery. But when I switch to polarity, I realize that he's freeing me from the cares of this world. and freeing me from the cares of this system and freeing me from the cares of all these different relationships. He's freeing me from the cares of these things.
Yeah.
It's liberation. Outrageous instructions. I'm going to say them real quick and then I'm done. You remember the barrel meal? The woman had to make me a cake first? Uh-huh. Remember, take the oil, go inside, keep pouring, boil the vessels, keep pouring. Outrageous instructions. Abraham, leave your father's house. And then I'm going to give your son Isaac, take him up there and kill him. You move from fulfilling the commandments to being the commandment. Amen.